Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. I do want to let you know about our other podcast, and my focus today is on our video podcast. Go to videotheater.greatdetectives.net, and twice a month, we're going to be bringing you a video episode. This month, we brought you a Dick Tracy movie, and we'll also be getting into the procedural Code 3 television show. Each program has commentary by me after the show with an intro, so check it out at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. We still have The Amazing World of Radio running at amazing.greatdetectives.net. And check out our World War II series, The War, thewar.greatdetectives.net, 277 episodes, taking you from the pre-war era all the way to the end of the war. Well, now we're going to get into today's episode of Dick Tracy, and today we have three episodes for you. One is from April 19th, 1938, and then one from April 20th. And unfortunately, the episodes for the 21st and 22nd are missing. So we do miss a little bit of action, but we do have an end to the story with the April 25th, 1938 episode. And the first episode we'll be playing for you is Dick Lassoes the Purple Rider.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
This electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures is brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, especially delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. Dick Tracy Jr. sure has lots of quick energy, hasn't he? Well, that's the way you want to be. Trigger fast and thought and action. And you can be if you eat the right food, because all your energy comes from the food you eat. Now, you take puffed wheat and puffed rice, for instance. Those two swell-tasting cereals give you all the nourishment of wheat and rice in its most delicious, digestible form. That's because they're shot from guns. The grains of energy-rich wheat and rice are exploded to 8 times their normal size. Now, that changes them from small, hard kernels into crisp, tempting grains of wholesome goodness like magic. Now, they're specially easy to digest. All the trigger-fast food energy is retained, and you can use it quickly and easily. It's great fun to have puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next, the way thousands of wide-awake families do. Try it. Ask Mother now to get you some Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice right away from the grocer who displays the famous Dick Tracy headquarters sign. In our last episode, we heard how Junior was saved from Kyle's men by the mysterious Purple Rider who, leaving Kyle's men tied to trees, rode off with Junior. He intended to pick up 2 other members of Kyle's gang held prisoner at his hideout, bring them back to the cabin, and force all to walk to their deaths over the side of the precipice. Meanwhile, Dick and Pat arrived at Kyle's cabin in answer to Junior's code message and found Junior gone. The Purple Rider was about to return to the cabin when Junior, fighting for law and order, turned the tables on the mystery man.
What are you going to do with me, Junior?
I'm afraid I'll have to turn you over to Dick Tracy. Come on, let's get going. We'll return to Pitchbund right away. Move, Rider.
Now, wait a minute. I
said move.
All right. All right, I'm going.
I'm sorry I had to do it, Rider, but it was the only way. You see, you wouldn't listen to reason.
And there's only one way to reason with Vernon Kyle and his coyotes.
Yes, but your way is not the legal way. Not Dick Tracy's way.
You're a strange youngster.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm only doing what Dick Tracy taught me.
Even though you've prevented me from doing what I set out to do, I can't help liking you.
Yes, and I can't help being grateful to you because, well, after all, you did save my life. You won't believe this, but by preventing you from taking the law into your own hands...
He's doing me a great favor. If you're taking me back to Pitch Blend, let's get going.
Right.
I suppose you want me to unmask her. I suppose you want to know who I am.
Yes, I do. But I'm not going to unmask you. That's Dick's job, not mine. Besides, I do owe you something, and if you want to remain a man of mystery, it's all right with me. My job, as I see it, is to turn you over to Tracy. It's Dick's job from there on. All right, shall we go?
Mm-hmm.
Jumping jellyfish. It's the kid. He's captured the Piper Rider.
It looks that way, doesn't it, Baldy?
Well, what do you know? Hey, kid, what are you going to do with us?
I'm taking you back to Pitch Blend and Dick Tracy, boys.
Junior is very anxious to see that you boys get a fair trial.
A fair trial, huh? If we get in a court of law and those minors are in the jury, we won't have a chance.
I was going to save you the trouble.
Never mind that.
Listen, kid, I want to talk to you.
You have nothing to say to me. All right, Ryder, up on your horse. I'll ride this one here.
That's Pinto. He's a pretty wild Mustang. You sure you can ride him?
Oh, I think so. Easy, boy. Easy, boy. I guess I'll be all right.
All right, you're in. Get up, Ranger.
Get up there, Pinto. Come on, boy.
Riding up these mountain trails isn't any too easy on these horses, Dick.
No, Pat, it isn't. But it's got to be done. Wait a minute. Hold a minute. Rein your horse in.
What's up?
We can get a good view of the valley and those mountains from here.
See any sign of the rider's hideout? I don't see anything.
No, neither do I. Not a sign. No smoke, nothing.
Guess we'll just have to keep on moving.
Yes, I suppose so.
You're worried about Junior, aren't you, Dick?
Yes, I am, Pat.
I don't think the Purple Rider's Harlem. He's out to help us.
Yes, I suppose in his own way he is, but he's going about it the wrong way. I haven't any quarrel with his motives, Pat. It's his method I object to.
Yeah, I know. If only we could nail Vernon Kyle and his gang before the Purple Rider gets to him.
Well, for the Purple Rider's sake, as well as the miners of Pitch Blend, I hope so.
Dick, how much longer is it going to take to get the goods on Kyle?
I don't know, Pat. Maybe a few days, maybe a week, maybe longer. One thing is certain, we're not leaving Pitch Blend until we've broken Vernon Kyle's hold on the town.
Well, he certainly has a hold on us, stranglehold. Look at the way he's horned in on the miners' claims. Fleeced them of every cent he could get his hands on.
That isn't the most vicious of his activities by any means.
You're thinking of the radium?
Yeah. And I don't like to think of what might happen if Vernon Kyle gained control of the radium industry in this part of the country.
Radium's pretty expensive, isn't it, Dick?
Expensive is hardly the word, Pat. I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but 1 gram of radium is valued at $100,000.
$100,000? Just for 1 gram?
Yes, it's so rare, you see, Pat, and so difficult to get. Hundreds of tons of Pitch Blend yield a very, very small amount of radium.
I can see now why you're taking this case so seriously. The world's radium supply would be practically cut off if Kyle gained control of the Pitch Blend deposits up here.
Well, not quite that, Pat, but it would seriously cripple the supply. At any rate, we've got to stop Vernon Kyle.
Well, just how are you going to do it? Kyle seems to cover his tracks pretty well.
That's true. Our problem would be made so much easier if only we could get the miners in Pitch Blend to testify in a court of law against Kyle.
Well, can't we?
I don't know. I've been around talking to many of them, Pat. Kyle has them all so terrorized that they're afraid to testify. Afraid to appear in court to say a word against him.
Well, it's not hard to understand. Kyle's men have beaten miners up, dragged them out of bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know, I know. Requires courage. Courage with which we'll have to imbue these men, if they're ever to beat Kyle.
Well, maybe after we've brought some of Kyle's men in as our prisoners, the miners will see that Kyle isn't unbeatable. Maybe that'll give them the courage you've been talking about.
Perhaps. And then again, perhaps it'll add to our difficulty.
Well, I don't see that, Dick.
Well, when we return to town, bringing with us several of Kyle's men, he's going to, well, to take it in poor grace, shall I say.
Oh, he isn't going to like it.
Like it? What he'll undoubtedly do is to bring pressure on those miners. In desperation, he's going to try to make a quick cleanup. And that's going to mean a wave of dirty undercover work, terrorization, beatings, threats. But you know the sinister routine as well as I do.
Well, are we going to stand by and let him get away with it?
Hardly. Must be some way of getting the evidence we need against Kyle, Pat. Some way we haven't thought of. It'll turn up, I'm sure of that. We've always placed our faith in decency and justice. And we're not going to abandon our faith at this point. Hello, what's that?
What's what?
Look across the valley there.
Where? Oh, I see. Looks like four horsemen.
Yes. Yes, and one of them's the Purple Rider. And one of them's Junior.
Who are the other two?
They must be Baldy and his pal, the men the Purple Rider kidnapped.
Dick, isn't there something funny down there? Junior's riding the horse in the rear with the other three in front. It looks to me like...
You're right, Pat. You're right. The three of them are Junior's prisoners.
I wonder what could have happened.
Well, we'll soon know. Come on, come on. Let's ride over to meet them.
Right. Yeah.
Junior.
Yes, Ryder?
What are you going to do about Butch and Curly?
Well, we're going to pick them up and take them back to Pitch Blend with us. They can ride with Baldy and his friend there.
Hello, Junior!
Well, look who... Gosh, it's Dick Tracy!
So I see.
Hi, Dick! Hello, Pat!
Hello, Junior.
Hi, Junior.
What's happened? Looks like you're riding herd on the boys.
Yeah, they're all my prisoners. Gee, isn't it swell, Dick?
Oh. Tracy, your young friend is to be congratulated. He turned the tables on me very neatly. He managed to locate a gun I had lying around. And
I didn't say I had a gun, Ryder.
What do you mean?
Well, it wasn't a gun I was holding in my pocket. Here, look.
Well, an old broken Stera.
Yeah, I picked it up outside your cabin.
Well, I must say...
Junior, I'm proud of you. It looks as if you've not only captured the Purple Rider, but part of Kyle's gang as well. We've got a couple of others waiting back at Kyle's headquarters.
Junior, you did a swell job.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Boy, where do we ride into town with a whole bunch of them? Won't everybody be surprised, though, huh?
Well, Tracy, we meet again.
Yes, and I'm glad of it. I warned you that no matter what your motives were, you had no right to take the law in your own hands, to decide to administer justice in your own way. Well, I'm afraid I have no other choice now but to turn you over to the mounted police.
So you're going to turn me over to the police, eh?
I am. You've made that unavoidable. However, you'll get every consideration. Meanwhile, I want to know who you are.
Yeah, it's about time we found that out.
Remove that hood, Ryder.
You know who I am, Tracy.
Do I? I'm afraid I don't.
Come on, come on. Take off that purple hood.
I'm afraid I can't do that. In fact, you'll have to catch me first.
Dick, he's getting away.
No, don't shoot, Pat. We don't want to get him that way.
Say, Dick, he's heading for that cliff. He's going to try to jump to the other side. He'll never make it, Dick. Hey, where are you going, Dick?
Gotta catch him. He mustn't escape us now.
Look at that boy ride. Yeah, look at the purple rider. He's coming to the cliff. Look, he's gonna jump his horse.
Yeah.
He made it by the skin of his teeth. Dick, don't try it. Don't try it. Pat, Dick's going right after him. Dick's gonna try and make it, too. There he goes. Pat, he'll get hurt. He'll never make it. Oh, he's made it, Junior. He's made it. Oh, gosh. Hey, Pat, look. Dick's uncoiling his lariat.
Yeah.
He's going to try and lasso the purple rider.
Yeah, yeah.
He's swinging the rope. He's letting it go. He's done it. He's pulled the rider from his horse.
All right, Ryder, I've got you. No tricks now. Don't get up till I get off this horse.
Hey, you won't get off that horse alive, Tracy. I've got a gun. Your young friend forgot to relieve me of both my guns.
I warn you, Ryder. Don't shoot.
And I warn you, Tracy, not to interfere with me. You didn't heed that warning. And I've got you covered. The game is up, Tracy.
What will Dick do now, covered by the gun of the Purple Rider? Can there be any escape for the great detective? And who is the Purple Rider? We'll see if you can guess. And now we're all ready for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the delicious, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy.
The meeting will now come to order, and tomorrow's the big day, patrol members. It's official patrol badge day.
Yes, that's an official assignment right from Dick Tracy himself to you. You see, Dick knows that you patrol members wear your badges most of the time. But now that the patrol is a great national organization of the finest boys and girls in the country, Dick wants all the members to be sure to wear their badge on one special day.
And that day is tomorrow.
Then everyone will realize what a powerful force for law and order your Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol actually is.
So be sure to wear your badge tomorrow. Wear the badge of the highest rank that you've been promoted to.
And tell all the patrol members you know to wear their badges tomorrow, too. And if there are any that didn't see today, Will you call them on the phone right now?
Right. And if any of your friends haven't joined the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division yet, tell them how easy it is to join and how much fun it is.
And if you're not a member yet yourself, join the patrol right away. Now, Dick Tracy wants you to. Here's all you do. Just tear the tops off two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice packages. Then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. Also write Boy if you're a boy or Girls Division if you're a girl at the top of the page. And then mail it with your two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then you're a full-fledged member of one of the finest organizations for boys and girls in the world.
Right. And you'll realize that tomorrow when you see all the patrol members wearing their badges.
And you'll be mighty proud that you're wearing yours.
And remember that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. So ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's right away.
Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting, electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now, and that is all. Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now. This electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures is brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those two different delicious cereals that give you trigger-fast energy because they're shot from guns. That's why thousands of happy families enjoy puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next. When the selected grains of nourishing wheat and rice are shot from the big guns, they're exploded to 8 times their normal size. That transforms the small, hard-to-digest kernels into crisp, crunchy, nut-like grains of wholesome goodness. All their food energy is retained, but now they're specially easy to digest. You get the trigger-fast food energy you need to be keen and fit like Dick Tracy in breakfast that tastes like a million. Make breakfast more fun for the whole family. Ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocer that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign. Junior has captured the Purple Rider and is returning to Pitchblende with him and several members of Kyle's gang who are the Rider's prisoners. Meanwhile, Dick Tracy and Pat, en route to the Rider's hideout, meet Junior and his prisoners coming back. When Tracy asked the Purple Rider to unmask himself, the rider wheeled his horse toward a dangerous cliff, leaped the cliff to the other side with Tracy after him. Dick lassoed the escaping rider and pulled him from his horse. As Dick rode up to the rider, the hooded mystery man pulled a gun on the detective and...
I warn you, Rider, don't shoot.
And I warn you, Tracy, not to interfere with me. You didn't heed that warning. All right, I've got you covered now, and I'm not wasting time.
Oh, the
gun backfired.
Well... Your hood saved you from a bad wound, I imagine. Here, let's get that hood off you and see what damage has been done. There. Old man Weir. So you're the Purple Rider.
That's right, Tracy. Now you know.
That gun gave you some bad burns when it backfired. Well, tell me, why did you attempt all this?
Someone had to do it. None of those miners down in Pitchblende dared put up a fight, and I was as cowardly as the rest until Kyle's men beat me up the way they did. After that, I swore I'd get Kyle, and I would have. If it hadn't been for you.
Well, a lucky thing I did stop you. Or you might have been wanted for murder this time, Weir.
Well, that wouldn't have bothered me. I had to get Kyle out of the way.
That's my job. A job I intend to do lawfully. So you're the Purple Rider, huh? Old man Weir. I didn't think you'd really pull the trigger of that gun. If it hadn't backfired, I'm afraid I wouldn't be here now.
I shouldn't have done it. I was crazy, I guess. All I knew at the moment was I had to get away. I couldn't let you take me. Well, you got me now.
Yes, and I think we better get you down to Pitchblende as quickly as possible. You'll need first aid for those burns.
I'll say this, whether you believe it or not. If I had hurt you, and if that gun hadn't backfired, I would never have forgiven myself.
Oh, Dick! Dick! Everything all right?
Yes, Pat. Look here. Meet me at the base of this cliff. You stay on your side, and I'll stay over here until we get to the bottom. No sense risking our necks trying to cross again.
Okay. See you down below.
One moment, coming.
Miss Trueheart?
Yes?
You don't know me, but may I come in? It's important that I have a word with you.
Certainly. Please come in.
Thank you.
Yes?
My name is Shelby. Professor Acton Shelby.
Professor Shelby. Yes, Professor?
Miss Trueheart, I need your help and the help of your fiancé, Dick Tracy.
Well, Mr. Tracy is away now. He's handling a case in Pitchblende in the Yukon.
Yes, I know that. And that's why I've come to you. Miss Trueheart, you've got to prevail on Mr. Tracy to come back to the city at once.
Perhaps you'd better explain what this is all about, Professor.
Miss Trueheart, my life is in danger.
Just what do you mean?
I can't tell you too much now. All I can tell you is that I have invented something. Something of incredible value. And because of that, my life is in danger.
You mean there's someone who's trying to take your invention away from you?
Yes.
Well, who is this person?
Miss Trueheart, have you ever heard of the brain?
The brain?
It's evident that you have not. I will tell you about him. The brain, Miss Trueheart, is as ruthless as he is clever. Diabolically clever. There's nothing he cannot get his hands on if he wants it badly enough. And he does want my new invention.
Have you gone to the police about this?
Miss Trueheart, if anyone is to protect me, if anyone is to save my invention for humanity, it must be only one person. And that person is Dick Tracy.
I see. Well, I'll try to help you.
How quickly can you get in touch with him?
I'm afraid that will take a few days, Professor. You see, he's living in the primitive mining town now. There are no telegraph offices and no telephones. The best I can do is to write him a letter and explain your situation.
Then I beg you, do that. Tell him to come back just as quickly as he can. I'll try to hold out against the brain until he gets here. But I must have his help. No one else will do.
I understand. Very well, Professor Shelby. I'll write to Mr. Tracy immediately.
Oh, thank you. Here is my address. Will you get in touch with me the moment you hear from him?
Certainly I will.
Good, good. And now, good night, Miss Trueheart.
Good night. I'd better write to Dick at once. And I think perhaps I'd better write in code.
All right, men, quiet, please. Quiet. Boys, I've asked you to meet me here tonight because there are a few things I have to say to you.
Go ahead, Mr. Tracy. We're listening.
All right, I won't waste words. I've been here in Pitchblende for some time now, and I've been doing all I can to free you from the vicious grip that Vernon Kyle has upon you and this town. But, boys, you haven't done your share. In my work here, I've run into obstacles I never expected to encounter. And many of those obstacles have been put there by you yourselves.
Now, hold on, Mr. Tracy. We don't know what you're talking about. We're for you, not against you.
Yes, I know that, boys. But you're for me in what I might call a negative way. There's only one way to rid this country of Vernon Kyle.
Yeah, what's that, Tracy?
You boys must find the courage to stand up in court and testify against him. Kyle has threatened and terrorized you into signing away over 50% of your claims. Those who have offered resistance have been beaten. Several have been killed. And still, we haven't the evidence to convict Kyle. All because you boys here, who can supply that evidence, are afraid to appear in a court of law and tell what you know. Now, I don't like to say this, but to put it bluntly, boys, I think it's because you're afraid.
You're right. We are afraid.
Sure we are.
All right, then. How long is this going to go on? I'm here to help you, to organize ways and means of putting Kyle where he belongs. And make no mistake about it, it can be done.
Well, maybe it can, and maybe it can't.
I'm afraid you're barking up the wrong tree, Tracy. We've learned our lesson.
Say, Dick, do you think it'd be all right if I said something to these men?
Certainly, Junior. Man, just a minute. Yeah? My ward, Junior, has something he wants to say to you.
Well, gee, fellas, it may sound foolish and all, but I just want to tell you what I've been thinking about. Back in the States, I've read about the men of the Yukon. What fearless, courageous fellows they were. Gee, I thought they really were something, and, well, I still think they are really something. But, well, they can't all be afraid of just one man. They can't now, can they?
It's not just one man. It's a mob.
The whole gang.
Men, do you realize that this boy here is the one who captured the Purple Rider and four of Kyle's gang? Having the odds against him didn't worry him. And the odds really are against you. If you'll just make up your minds to fight.
Captured the Purple Rider. We'll see.
Oh, what I did has got nothing to do with it.
Yes, it has to. Boys, he kept that rider at bay with nothing but a broken stirrup.
Now, we ain't going to let no kid be braver than we are we? Now, that's the way to talk. No one on earth can lick an old sourdough of the Yukon once he makes up his mind to fight.
Here, you tell him, Tracy.
Yeah, we've let Kyle get away with murder, but it's got to stop.
We'll show the kid. Let's get Kyle for Junior, fellas.
Come on. Let's go down and get Kyle right now. Let's drag him out of that Morningstar hotel of his and string him up.
No. Wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. That's not the way to do it. Mob violence isn't the answer.
Well, what is the answer?
Go into court and testify. Swear that Kyle terrorized and threatened you. Will you do that?
You bet we will.
Good. I'll go down right now and get Kyle myself. Come along, Pat.
Right with you, Dick.
Now, what about me, Dick?
You wait here, Junior. If I'm not back in half an hour, you get the Mounties together. I'll need them.
Right.
And good work, Junior. You certainly inspired them to act.
That was a fine speech.
Speech? Did I make a speech? Gee.
All right, Pat. Let's get going.
Right.
Hey, shut up, you guys. Kyle wants to say something.
Boys, we're getting out of pitch blend.
Pulling out? You don't mean it. You don't mean we're pulling stakes and clearing out.
Yeah, that's just what I do mean.
But you've got things sewed up in this town, Kyle.
I mean, I had them sewed up. This place is getting a little too hot for us, boys.
Tracy got you worried, Kyle?
Well, he's out to get us. I'm not so sure now that he can't do it. Those miners are having another meeting tonight.
Yeah, and there was a time when they'd be scared to have a meeting.
Well, what we'll do is clear out. Lay low for a while. We got plenty of money.
Well, I'm sick of this boy myself anyway. When do we leave?
As soon as I give the word. There are a couple of things I want to clear up before we do leave.
What kind of thing?
Well, for one thing, there's the bank.
What about the bank?
That's where the miners keep all their money, ain't it? There's a good $50,000 or $60,000 waiting in that bank for the first taker. Yeah, and we're going to take it.
You mean a stick-up?
I mean a stick-up. We're going to do that tomorrow night. That was one other thing.
Yeah?
Tracy. I'm going to get Tracy if it's the last thing I do. He's been the cause of all this trouble. He's the guy that forced me out of pitch blend. Nobody does that to Vern Kyle and get away with it.
Hello, boss. I got something for you.
Yeah, what is it, Chuck?
I was just down at the post office getting the mail, and I happened to see this letter addressed to Tracy.
Oh.
I slipped it in my pocket when the postmaster wasn't looking.
Yeah. A letter, huh? Return address, Tess Trueheart, 19 Grove Street. Yeah. Say, maybe we better have a look at this.
What will happen now? With Tracy on his way to arrest Kyle and Kyle vowing vengeance against the great detective, almost anything can happen. And what about that intercepted letter from Tess Trueheart? Well, here's a pleasant surprise. Here comes Miss Trueheart with Junior now to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting. Brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy.
The meeting will now come to order, and today we're all happy to have Miss Tess Trueheart, president of our National Girls Division, with us.
Thank you, Junior. I just had to be here on official patrol badge day.
Say, wasn't it a great sight to see all the patrol members wearing their badges at the same time?
It was thrilling, Junior. And didn't the new Girls Division badges look smart?
Well, they certainly did, Miss Trueheart. But the most impressive thing was to see what exceptionally fine boys and girls we have in the patrol.
Yes, and to see how many swell fellas and girls belong to the patrol.
It looked as though every real, wide-awake, adventure-loving boy and girl in the country was a member.
Well, hundreds of thousands of them do belong to the patrol, but there are thousands who haven't joined yet. And Dick Tracy wants every courageous, red-blooded boy and girl who stands for law and order to be a member of his patrol.
You bet. So listen, patrol members, let's show Dick Tracy the sort of stuff we're made of.
Let's get all our friends to join the patrol now.
And if you aren't a member of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division, join now. Be one of the fine boys or girls that Dick Tracy is so proud of.
You know, it's very easy to join. There are probably some of those famous red and blue packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in your pantry right now. Now just tear off the top panel that says, Three Wrappings Guard Its Crispness. And then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper, and also print the word boy if you're a boy, or girls division if you're a girl, at the top of the page. Put it in an envelope with two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or one of each, and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. Now, if there isn't any Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry now, ask Mother to get you a package of each at the grocer's right away. Remember, those two delicious cereals are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at the same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all. Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Stand by, everyone, for another thrilling episode in this electrically transcribed series of Dick Tracy detective adventures brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those two specially delicious, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. Are you good at sports like baseball, tennis, and all those swell games we play all spring and summer? Are you one of the first to be picked when the fellows and girls choose up sides? Well, I hope so, because it's not much fun to be left out. And one reason why some boys and girls are left out is that while they may be big and have lots of muscle, they're short on food energy. That's why so many thousands of keen athletic fellows and girls get the trigger-fast food energy they need from hearty breakfasts of crisp, delicious puffed wheat one day, and then puffed rice the next. Those two tasty cereals are shot from guns. The energy-packed grains of nourishing wheat and rice are actually exploded to 8 times their normal size. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked. Now they're especially easy to digest, and you get their quick food energy much more quickly and easily. So be keen, alert, alive like Dick Tracy. Ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocer that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign right away. Well, the battle between Dick Tracy, foremost detective of his time, and Vernon Kyle, bad man of the great Northwest, has indeed become desperate. In our last episode, we heard how Kyle and his men, in a hand-to-hand encounter, overcame Dick and Pat and took them to a secret hideout in the hills. Dick contrived to send a code message to Junior by means of the secret ring. And then as the episode ended, Kyle and his men robbed the local bank and were about to flee to Fairbanks, but not until they had put Dick and Pat out of the way. Listen.
Well, I warned you, Tracy, but you wouldn't listen, huh? I told you to keep your nose out of my business, to stay out of Pitchblende. Well, now I'm going to show you that I meant every word I said. Tracy, you haven't got much longer to live. If you got anything to say, you better say it.
I have nothing to say.
Well, Patton, you've done a lot of talking in your time. Here's your last chance. Got anything to say?
Nothing. Only get it over with.
Impatient, huh? You're not fooling me. You're not as cool as you pretend to be.
I suppose you'd like a few tears and a plea for pity.
We're ready, boys.
Good. So you're not going to plead for yourself, huh? Well, it's just as well. You'd be wasting your time. Okay, boys. And be gentle with him.
Okay, boys.
All right, boys. Get on your horses.
Dick. Yes, sir.
Well, looks like we'd better say goodbye.
Yes, Pat, I'm afraid it is goodbye. I guess that message didn't get through to Junior.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Ready with those horses?
All set, boys.
Well, so long, Dick.
Well, don't give up all hope, Pat. We may still have a chance.
All right, you guys. Get going.
Move that horse and you're a dead man, friend.
Round him up, boys.
All right, boys. All right, get him out.
Dick. Look, it's Junior in the mountains. Junior.
Junior. Dick. Junior. Junior. All right?
Yes, yes. We're both all right, thanks to you. Good work, Junior.
Drop those guns, Kyle, and you better advise the boys to do the same.
All right, boys. Don't reach all right. They haven't got anything on us anyway.
No, no, they've got it, boys. It's a little matter of catching you in the act of trying to hang Tracy and Patton.
But if I'm not mistaken, that black bag contains the money stolen from the Pitch Glen Bank last night. Kyle, perhaps you'd better change your mind about our not having anything on you. We've got you just where we want you.
Gee, Dick, I was afraid the Marty's wouldn't get here in time.
Well, you did get here, Junior, and that's all that matters.
I'm always glad to see you, Junior. But this time, well, boy, I'm positively overjoyed.
Tracy, you certainly got away with it this time.
I warned you a long time ago, Kyle, that the game you were playing was a losing one, but you couldn't get away with it forever. You'll have plenty of time to think things over in jail. All right, boys, take them away.
We'll meet again someday, Tracy. When we do, watch out.
It'll be a long time before he has a chance to meet anybody except his prison keeper.
Well, Dick, now that this case is all over, I guess we'll be getting back to the stage, eh?
Oh, gee, can't we stay up here for a while just to have some fun? Now that Kyle's out of the way, we can have a swell
time. I'm afraid, Junior, we've got to leave right away. That letter Kyle showed me, the letter from Tess, says that we're wanted urgently. We'll leave for Peel River tonight. And in a few days, we'll be back in the city.
Well, Dick, you can see the lights of Newark in the distance.
Yep. Another few minutes, we'll land. I'll be happy to see Tess again after all these weeks. That letter of hers worries me.
I wonder what's up, Dick.
We'll find out when we meet Tess, Junior. There's something to do with a man named Acton Shelby, an inventor.
Calling Flight 72. Calling Flight 72. Calling Flight 72.
Go ahead, Flight 72.
Special message for Dick Tracy. Board Flight 72.
Dick, do you hear that?
Listen.
A message received here at Newark Airport, addressed to Dick Tracy. Quote, it is urgent that you come to Washington, D.C. tonight. We are in great need of your assistance. Have wired Chief Brandon and secured leave of absence for you. Do not let anything stand in your way. You must be in Washington tonight. Unquote. Signed, Wyndham Norwich.
Say, Dick, what does that mean?
Must be pretty urgent if they have to get the message to us this way.
That's quite true, Pat. Wyndham Norwich is one of the biggest men in the country. Chairman of the board of at least a half a dozen giant corporations. And the power to be figured with politically. Huh. Well, this calls for rather an abrupt change in plans. I'll have to take off again the moment we reach Newark. That means I haven't time to see Tess and find out what the Shelby business is all about.
Have you any ideas to what Norwich might want of you, Dick?
Not the slightest. Obviously, it must be something very important, or Norwich wouldn't have a message sent through to the plane. Oh, pilot.
Yes, Mr. Tracy?
We'll be landing soon, won't we?
Yes, sir. Another few minutes.
Good. Will you radio the ground station to have a special plane ready for me? I'll have to take off for Washington almost the moment we land.
Very good, sir. Flight 72 calling Newark. Flight 72 calling Newark. Flight 72 calling Newark.
Well, here we are, back at Newark Airport.
Yep. Come on, Pat, Junior.
All right. All right.
Mr. Tracy.
Yes, what is it?
You received the message relayed through to you in the plane?
From Norwich, yes.
No, they just came through, sir.
Well, let's have it, please.
Here you are, sir.
Huh. Listen to this, Pat. Proceed with all haste. Also, watch your step. Spies may be watching you. Signed, Wyndham Norwich.
Spies? What spies? What is this supposed to mean?
Well, we're not going to waste time trying to guess what it means. Is that plane ready for us to take off for Washington?
Warming up now, sir.
Good. I want to get to a phone, please.
This way, Mr. Tracy.
Be back in a few moments, Pat.
Right.
Hello? Hello, Tess?
Hello? Oh, Dick. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. Is everything all right, Dick?
Well, I'm not sure, dear. I've just received an urgent message to come to Washington at once.
To Washington?
Yes, yes. I'm wanted by Wyndham Norwich. You know him by reputation, of course. Now, listen, Tess. Can this Shelby business wait?
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, I haven't any idea. A few days, perhaps weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm completely in the dark as to what this is all about. All I know is it's very important.
Well, Acton Shelby is most anxious to get hold of you, Dick. He seems to be in desperate need of your advice and protection. It's something about his invention, an important invention, I gather, and someone called the Brain who's trying to rob him of it.
The Brain, huh? Well, the Brain is involved. Shelby has reason to be uneasy. Where is Shelby now?
Why, he left this morning for a meeting with some railroad officials in Chicago. Chief Brandon has given him a bodyguard of 2 policemen.
Good. Well, I'm afraid the Shelby business will just have to wait, Tess. This message from Washington is very urgent.
Mr. Tracy.
Excuse me, Tess.
Yes,
what is it?
Your plane's ready to start, sir.
All right, be right there. Well, Tess, dear, I've got to go. I'll call you from Washington just as soon as I can.
All right, Dick.
And if anything comes up on the Shelby business, telephone me long distance. You can get me through Wyndham Norwich.
All right, I'll remember. Dick, I don't know what you're going into, but promise me to be careful.
Of course, Tess. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
All right. I'm ready to go to the plane now.
This way, sir.
Dick, the more I think about it, the more stirred up I get about these messages you've received. I've been trying to make out what they mean. What do you suppose Wyndham Norwich wants with you?
I don't know, Pat. But there can be no question about its importance.
I'll say. First a radiogram to your plane, and then another warning you to be careful, saying the spies may be on your trail. If that isn't the way a big case begins, I don't know the signal.
Well, who could these spies be, Dick, do you know?
Haven't any idea at the moment, Junior.
All I can say is goodbye to that rest I've been looking forward to.
Well, there'll be time to talk of rest, Pat. Any summons from Wyndham Norwich is bound to be important. He has no time for anything but vitally important matters.
Calling Flight 43. Washington, calling Flight 43. Washington, calling Flight 43.
Flight 43. Go ahead, Washington.
Message for Dick Tracy, aboard Flight 43. Quote, you are in a dangerous position, and I feel it necessary to warn you once again to exert all the caution at your command. My messages to you have been picked up by the enemy. I am afraid they may try to prevent your safe arrival here in Washington. Be on the lookout. Unquote. Signed, Wyndham Norwich. That is all.
Another warning from Norwich, huh?
Yep. And a man of Norwich's standing isn't scared of his shadow, you know.
Gosh, Dick, looks like we're in for... Oh, gee, what are we in for? It's all so mysterious. The enemy intercepting messages and trying to prevent our arrival.
Yeah, and who then... is this enemy? We don't even know that. It certainly sounds as if Norwich expects plenty of trouble.
Say, look, there's the Washington Airport down below there. You see the lights on the runway?
Yes, Junior. We'll be in a few moments.
Mr. Beasley?
Yes, pilot?
I'm afraid there's something wrong, sir.
Something wrong? Well, then don't let the others hear you. No use worrying them. What is it, pilot?
The undercarriage of the plane is stuck. I can't seem to let it down.
What's that? Did I hear you say the undercarriage is stuck?
Say, if something's wrong, Dick, we want to know about it, too. And what were you whispering about?
Well, it is the undercarriage.
What are the details, pilot?
I've been trying to lower it for the past 5 minutes. The mechanism is jammed.
Well, can't you fix it?
Not a chance. Looks like someone has tampered with the wires.
Tampered with the wires?
It'll take 2 good mechanics and a couple of hours' work to fix this.
Huh. Well, it looks as if the enemy, whoever he is, has begun his dirty work early.
Well, what... Well, what do we do? We've got to land, don't we?
Gosh, we'll crack up. What can stop us?
We've enough gas for about another half hour. We'll have to keep circling around until then.
Yeah, and after that, we'll have to land, whether we want to or not.
Pilot, radio down to the field to have a fire engine and an ambulance stand by.
Right. That's all we can do, sir. Get them there and then land and take our chances.
What a situation to be in. Who tampered with the airplane's undercarriage? Will our friends crash when the pilot tries to land his crippled plane? And what is the meaning of the mysterious message from Wyndham Norwich? And now you're invited to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, these specially delicious, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. And it looks like a big day for us, all right, because here comes Tess Trueheart, President of the National Girls Division, with Junior, our patrol president, right now.
The meeting will now come to order, and today we're happy to report that last week was a banner week for the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
Thousands of the finest boys and girls in the country joined the patrol.
And believe me, Dick Tracy is mighty proud of you fellas who are joining the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
He's proud of all you girls who are joining the National Girls Division, too, and so am I.
Say... Let's give all the new members a special salute, shall we?
Fine. Members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol and of the National Girls Division, we salute you.
And now Dick Tracy wants me to ask you a question. Listen, have you joined the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division yet?
If not, join now, boys and girls. Show Dick Tracy that you're with him and for him. Show him that you're on your toes, that you love real adventure, and that you stand for law and order.
Right. And share in all our swell secret detective activities with us. It's great fun.
As soon as you join, Dick Tracy sends you your Dick Tracy secret code book, your official badge, and special patrol pledge all free.
So join right now.
It's easy. You just get 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or 1 of each. Print your name on a plain piece of paper, write the word boy or girl at the top, put it in an envelope with your 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. And then you're a full-fledged member, and you also enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. So ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.
Welcome back. Well, the show definitely has a strong Law and Order theme. It was kind of amusing when Tracy, you know, got all of the miners all ready for action, and their first reaction was to go and do vigilante stuff. You know, not thinking they were trying to do exactly what Dick stopped the Purple Rider from doing. So he had to say, no, wait. Okay, let's redirect this. Let's rethink this just a little bit. Now, this episode does have a lot of nods to future episodes, which sadly we're not going to get to hear because there's some really fascinating stuff in here. I do question that inventor and his sense of logic when he's going to wait for Dick Tracy to get back rather than get some help from someone else in the meantime. It's either Dick Tracy or I'll just put myself at mercy of the mobs. And also, I would think that it would have made more sense for Tess to send Dick a telegram rather than a letter. Because even now, if you're sending a letter from Chicago up to somewhere in the Yukon Territory, that's going to take, you know, a good week or so. You might as well go for a telegram if you're going to do that. Because if I'm an inventor and I'm told, you know, oh, I know your problem's urgent, I'll send Dick Tracy a letter. Well, I think I'll go ahead and ask someone for help who will be here before a month is out. But seriously, it sounds like a lot of intrigue and danger and just fun stuff ahead. Unfortunately, like I said, we don't have that serial. We do actually have the next episode after the last one we played circulating, but essentially that's getting into another story that we don't have the complete episodes for. And really, that's pretty much the story of most of the circulating Dick Tracy episodes. There are about 60 or 70 total episodes in circulation. However, the 23 episodes we've played here represent the only complete serials. And there's just, you know, scattered stuff from World War II and after the war that's circulating around, but yeah, no stories that are complete, which is definitely disappointing because this has been a pretty fun series to play. Though I should say we're done with serials, but we're not quite done with Dick Tracy, because Dick Tracy did actually do some half-hour self-contained episodes. They quite a few years after these, with of course a different cast. And we'll be playing those episodes of Dick Tracy over the next couple of weeks. All right, some listener comments and feedback now. And we start with a comment from Bill. Is it just me, or did the Purple Rider sound like Wally Cox's underdog? He then says, here's something I came across on the Jack Webb Archives Facebook page. While Dick Tracy had his Secret Service, I didn't know that Jack Webb had a safety squad. Okay, it's just a coloring book, but it's still a bit cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing. All right, as to the first question about Wally Cox, Wally Cox was 13 when this episode was aired, so I don't believe it was him. Though I guess there may be some vocal similarities, but he was too young to do this, unless he had some amazing radio career that I'm not aware of. And according to the Radio Gold Index, Wally Cox's appearances, he never really made a proper radio appearance. He appeared on some early television shows where they broadcast the TV audio over the radio, which was something that they actually did continue to do in some areas for quite a while. I remember listening to some television once when I was out in some small town in Washington back in the late 80s, early 90s. As to the safety patrol, it doesn't surprise me. I think that it's hard for people, you know, alive now, if you weren't aware of it, just how big Dragnet was in the 1950s. There was a Dragnet newspaper strip. There was a Dragnet board game, which I actually own. Dragnet spinoff novels, Dragnet toys, Dragnet lunchboxes. It was, you know, a really big cultural thing all around. And of course, that's even more true with Dick Tracy, with so many, you know, Tracy toys and promotional items. And these have come and gone through so many different eras. Now, I will offer a caution if you are interested in getting, particularly with Dick Tracy, but I'd imagine it's the case with, you know, Dragnet too. If you're interested in getting memorabilia from that era, there's a lot of fakes on eBay. So be careful before you, you know, put out any large amount of money. If you just want to buy something to look at and have fun, you know, buy a replica from somebody who's honest that it's a replica. But if you want to buy something of value, definitely do your homework, because yeah, there are a lot of frauds out there. But thanks so much for the question, Bill. And that will actually be all for now. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X. We'll be back next Tuesday with our half-hour episode of Dick Tracy. And then a week from Saturday, we'll start into our series, Indictment. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.